Good morning, a Tuesday morning back with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Primary day in New York, and in Albany, we're looking at a primary for mayor of Albany, Kathy Sheehan.
Yeah, that's right. Voters can go to the polls until 9 o'clock tonight. And in Albany, enrolled Democrats are going to pick their candidate for mayor. The party's primary pits two-term incumbent Kathy Sheehan against the Reverend Valerie Faust. There was minimal in-person campaigning until fairly recently, and both campaigns are relying on money from the candidates themselves. Sheehan, who's seeking a third term, says she offers experience and a track record of moving the city forward. Faust says she's running because the city needed change. Faust says she'll act as a connector and facilitator to help resolve issues in the city of Albany. The winner of today's vote will face Republican Alicia Purdy and independent Greg Idala in November, but in a city where Democrats far outnumber Republicans, Tuesday's primary is likely to go a long way toward deciding who will control City Hall next year.
Well, and the mayoral primary certainly dealt with the issue of the uptick in violence in the city of Albany. And to that end, the Albany police chief, who was mulling a potential candidacy for a job in Akron, Ohio, now says he's pulled his name from consideration.
As she heads into her primary today, Kathy Sheehan's going to avoid one big challenge. She's not going to have to find the new police chief, Eric Hawkins. On Monday, took himself out of the running to become the next police chief in Akron. He was one of four finalists for the job, and it's unclear if Akron officials have behind the scenes settled on who the candidate to be police chief is, but Hawkins announced yesterday that he was no longer in the running for the job. If Hawkins had left, it would have quickly led to a leadership vacuum at the top of the Albany police force. The department's two deputy chiefs are retiring, and Hawkins' exit would have meant vacancies in the department's top three leadership positions. That would no doubt have been daunting at a time when police are trying to reverse a surge in violence that's already got the city at 9 homicides for the year. Sheehan on Monday said she was happy Hawkins was staying.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks and welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Dave.